Okay, so if you accept that the output of the Wiener filter is smoother than the noisy image given, but also the edges have been smoothed or blurred, that's the price you pay for using a fixed filter that is stationary, that is shift invariant. By design, the Wiener filter, F hat equal to LG, the L is linear shift invariant, and it is stationary, the same filter is applied to the entire image. And the image is non-stationary because we have edges here and smooth areas there and objects of different shape and size. So in practice, an image is not stationary. But the filter that we are applying is stationary. That is the problem. So along with the removal of noise, we will get some degradation of specific details such as blurring of edges. To overcome that limitation, we need to design what are called adaptive filters that are locally adaptive. So there are two things here. One is local, that is, you look into the image part by part or piece by piece in a little window that you run across in processing. You consider the statistics of that little part or some operation applied to that part, and the operation changes as you move around the image with your filtering window or mask. It is adaptive because the filter changes to consider the local characteristics and will adapt to the nature of the image in that part of the image that you are processing. The scope of the filter is local. It's not taking the Fourier transform of the entire image and multiplying by the frequency response of the filter. That is global. So we need to consider a few different things. Is it global or local? So local filtering versus global filtering of an image. That is one. Is it a fixed operator or is it an adaptive operator? By fixed, I mean the operator or the operation remains the same. Now, the operation could remain the same, but the operator, the masks, the coefficients could change. And then it is adaptive. And stationary versus non-stationary. Stationary means the statistics remain the same, the operation remains the same over the entire field. Non-stationary means these statistics and the operator will change. So a locally adaptive filter is certainly non-stationary. And then we can handle non-stationary images or data. And non-stationary noise, if noise also happens to be non-stationary. Okay? So to address this, we have 15 minutes. We should be able to do this one before the lunch break. To address the need for a locally adaptive filter, Lee proposed an adaptive local statistics-based filter to obtain what he called LMMSE filter. That's the local minimum mean squared error filter. Or sometimes it's also written as LLMMSE, locally linear minimum mean squared error filter. Okay, so the L here is either local or linear or both, or you can have two L's. The degradation model is the same as before, G equal to F plus eta. But let's write it in this manner, including MN as the indices for now. So we will keep the pixel index for some time to indicate the pixel location, to indicate the locally adaptive nature of the filter to be derived. So F now is a realization of a non-stationary random field. The statistics will change from one point in the image to another point. The noise process eta may be either signal independent or dependent or non-stationary. There is no assumption made. Now this approach computes at every spatial location MN an estimate F tilde MN of the original unknown image FMN. That's what you want to estimate by applying a linear operator to GMN. So it is still a linear operator at that point, but it could change from point to point. So what we want is this. We want f tilde mn to be a mn times gmn plus bmn. So gmn is the input pixel value, the observed pixel value that is coming into the filter. You will multiply it with something, and you will add something to it. So the operation is linear, but a and b will change pixel to pixel. So take the minimum means, take the mean squared error as epsilon squared mn equal to f tilde minus f, and the bar on top indicates some sort of averaging. We will define that averaging later. So the local mean squared error is now amn gmn plus bmn minus fmn. This is f tilde. This is the output of the filter. Minus the original image that we don't know, of course, but that will go away later when the statistics are substituted. So now take the partial derivatives of this with respect to a and b. So those are the two values that you want to estimate for every pixel. So with respect to b, you get this. And bmn will turn out to be f bar mn minus a g bar mn. Okay. Now we are taking the partial derivative inside the bar. We will replace the sequence of the expectation and so on. Bar is the expectation, but we can take it outside. Partial derivative, it's a linear operator, so you can switch the order. So take it inside the bar, and then you get f bar for that, and take the derivative of this. This goes away, and you get a g bar. Or this goes to the other side. Okay. So take that BMN and put that in the expression. Epsilon squared is AMN G minus G bar, F minus F bar, and squared and so on. Now, you take the derivative with respect to A, the other part of the filter, and set that to zero, and you get this expression, just taking the derivative of this with respect to AMN. And then that, because there is a square here, you get all of that expression equal to zero. It's a little bit difficult to read because of that bar on top. Did you have a question? No. Okay. So you may work it out later on, or perhaps it is fairly obvious. So we have a few things here that we need to substitute in terms of statistical measures. G minus G bar and square of that and the average. And that is the variance, the expectation of something minus its mean is its variance, a square. So sigma square GMN. So that is the variance now, not over the entire image, but of that one pixel over the population of images. So you have to recognize different measures of variance. Given an image, you can take all of the pixel values, find the average for that image, and subtract that from every pixel, take the expectation of all of those pixels, you get one variance value for the entire image in that plane. That would be the variance of just that image within that one observed image. That is not what we are doing here. What is done here is, suppose you have a number of images that are number of realizations of the process that is generating images of this kind. So you have a stack of images, an ensemble of images. For every pixel, you can cut across this ensemble, and sigma squared GMN represents the variance across this ensemble for that one pixel location. Okay? So if you had several observations, then that would be the ensemble if you were to take the expectation operator. We will substitute something else later for that, but that is one interpretation. And then G minus G bar, F minus F bar expectation would be sigma FG. the covariance between f and g, then the previous expression, the expression for Amn would turn out to be sigma fg divided by sigma square g at that pixel Mn. Now later on we will change the ensemble statistic to a local statistic by putting a window around this, because you only have one image. So we replace ensemble statistics with the sample statistics within a moving window around the image, which will be spatial statistics. But we will get to that in the implementation part. So when you take these values of A and B and put them in the expression for the output, F tilde Mn is F bar Mn plus sigma Fg divided by sigma square G, G minus G bar Mn. Now, in a practical situation, these bars, F bar, G bar, they are the means, sigma Fg, sigma G, sigma square G, they are the variance and covariance. Now, these are not known in a practical situation. So the true statistics of the original and corrupted images, as well as their joint statistics, the sigma Fg, are unknown. You only have one observed image, let's say, and you want to filter it. So how can you implement this? So what you do now is substitute the ensemble statistics with spatial statistics. We earlier said that if you assume the process to be ergodic, ensemble averages may be substituted by temporal averages. So in the case of an image, you will substitute here ensemble averages that were implied in this process with spatial statistics using a window of pixels around the current pixel being processed in this one image that you have. So what we said earlier of having a population of images to derive statistics and so on could now be ignored. Here, you just have one image and you want to filter it. So all the statistics will be estimated from this one noisy image. So Lee said, estimate them locally in a spatial neighborhood of the pixel Mn being processed, leading to local linear minimum mean squared error filter, or estimate, that is the LLMMSE estimate. Okay. So you use a window, a rectangular window of size 2p plus 1 times 2q plus 1. This 2p plus 1 comes from the way this is defined, sum on minus p to plus p. So you have an image and there is a window being put on every pixel, and the window is centered at the pixel being processed. So you go back a little, go forward a little, or left and right and top and bottom. So you give it as minus p to plus p, minus q to plus q, about the pixel being filtered. So that is what you have here. So the size of this mask is 2p plus 1 times 2q plus 1. If the mask is 5 by 5, then this capital P is 2, minus 2 to plus 2 on both sides. So it's a 5 by 5 window. So the mean then, mu g, of the observed image, that's the only image you have, is the average within that window. This is simply the number of pixels. So gm plus little p, n plus q, are all the pixels around the current pixel mn being filtered within the window. And sigma square g is the variance within that window, g, m plus p, n plus q, minus mu g, that mean you estimated. So this is the variance within that window from that image. Now, for these to be meaningful, your window must be fairly large. If you use only 3 by 3, you get 9 samples, and they will not be reliable statistics. So you have to use a little bigger window, 5 by 5, 7 by 7, and so on. If the window is very big, then you'll be mixing various parts of the image that may not be belonging to the same type of object. So the filter parameters are functions of space. They are space variant, and hence they are adaptive to whatever is present in the image within that part of the image. So the LLMM SE estimate on a pixel by pixel basis is given by F tilde MN is, now there is another substitution made, mu G. If you go back, we had F bar. But we are assuming that when noise has zero mean, the mean of G is equal to mean of F. Mu G is mu F if mu eta is zero. If noise is additive and noise has zero mean. So there is another substitution. The mean of F is replaced with mean of G. And then we had G minus G bar. So this is G minus mu G. It's okay. And let's go back here. We had sigma FG and sigma square G. Sigma square G is the variance of G. But what is the covariance of F and G? We don't know that. So we have to make another assumption. And the variance of G is computed within that mask, within that window. But the covariance, we don't know. So that is replaced with the variance of G minus variance of eta. So from the variance of G that you estimate in the window, you subtract the variance of the noise, and that is taken as the numerator. So this is the filter proposed by Lee, which is also called the Wiener filter in some references, because it is similar to the Wiener filter. The procedure is similar, except it is locally adaptive. It is derived for every pixel separately. So MATLAB calls this Wiener filter. LIM calls this Wiener filter, but this is not the traditional Wiener filter that Wiener proposed. Wiener did not propose a spatially adaptive version. Wiener's filter is stationary. It's a linear filter. So this is because it is spatially variable. On the global scale, it is not linear, but within the local operation, the operator itself is linear. So the LLMMSE filter is rendered spatially adaptive and nonlinear by the space variant estimation of the parameters. Because you are substituting these parameters derived from the image, and for different images there would be different values, then on the whole it would be nonlinear. But the advantage is it is spatially adaptive to the statistics of the image at every pixel, as long as you use an appropriate window. Okay? There is a matrix representation also of this. One of my collaborators, Mihai Chuk in Bucharest, he gave me this derivation, which is the same as what we have seen in matrix format, F tilde equal to AG plus B in matrix format. And you go through all of this. I will not repeat this, but go through this formulation similar to what was done for the Wiener filter and differentiate with respect to A and B. And you get this expression for B, F minus AG bar. And then you do the rest, and then you want to get A and do all of this expression. You could read it in the book later if you wish, differentiate with respect to A, and then you get A equal to sigma FG sigma G inverse, and you get the matrix format of the LLMMSE filter in this format. Okay? So take this and substitute the sigma with the local statistics and so on. You get the same as what we saw earlier. Just a minute. Let me check where we are. It's getting to be 1 o'clock. Let me go back and just show you the filtered image here. So if you go back to this figure that I showed earlier, the image in E is the Wiener filter derived in the frequency domain, which is a fixed global filter. So here noise was suppressed, but we got a blurred result. The image F is obtained the was obtained using the local minimum mean squared error filter, using a 5x5 window. Let me play around with the zooming now. This keyboard is a strange keyboard. I don't get the characters that the keys say. I have to press the function key to get the basic characters. That's why I'm sometimes struggling a bit. So let me show you the original image and the noisy image. And at the bottom, you have the fixed Wiener filter where the noise has been suppressed well, but the edges are blurred. And on the right, you have the Lee filter, locally adaptive. The noise has been filtered. The edges are not blurred, which is important. But if you pay close attention, you will see that around edges, the filter doesn't remove the noise effectively. In uniform areas, the noise is removed effectively. Wherever there are sharp edges, this filter tends to leave the noise unfiltered. So that's the price you pay. Okay. If retention of sharp edges is important, then this filter is good. If you want to remove noise regardless of the price you pay in blurring, then you could use the other filter. Okay? So it's a little past 1 o'clock. Let's stop here. There are a few more points about the Lee filter and the Wiener filter that we will take up at 2 o'clock.